This is the Morning Conversation on News Radio 93.9 FM and 1240 KQEN.
And talking about the Neowalla Parade happening on Halloween in Roseburg, Stacy Crowe in. Good morning.
Well, good morning, Kyle.
So for people who don't know, and I think most people have figured it out, how did they ever get the name Neowalla?
Neowalla is Halloween spelled backwards.
And how many years, any idea that this has been going on?
Well, the first parade was in October, obviously, the 31st, 1933. So this is actually the 90th year. Now, there's been some breaks. They broke for World War I and World War II and COVID. So there's many opinions of how many parades we've had, but it's been going on since 1933.
90 years. My gosh, I didn't realize that.
Yes.
I'm actually not even sure I realized that Halloween had been going on that long.
Oh, so. Even longer. In fact, I've got paper. Charles Leave sent these to me, and they're from the News Review back in 1933, telling about how the first parade went, where they paraded, and it was a lot longer. These kids have it a lot easier than the ones back in 1933.
So back, well, yeah, that's because they walked up both ways in the snow barefoot.
That's it, exactly.
Oh my gosh, that's amazing.
Yeah.
Any idea, I'm curious about the 1933, where they actually went there. Does that article say?
Yes, it does. I brought my magnifying glass. Let me see if I can find the route.
This is fascinating.
Let me see. Oh, I thought I had it out here. Boy Scouts. Plans for Roseburg's first Neowalla Parade were announced today by the Boy Scout Committee of Umpqua Post and the American Legion, which is supporting the event, Neowalla. So let's see if right now I keep reading down here. Marchfield, Halloween is being, while the plan, I'm reading out loud.
This is great,
exciting radio.
Well, I'm just fascinated that somebody thought to look this up and find it. Well, we can figure that part out later. But
yes.
Anyway, what do people need to know about how it's going to work this year?
Oh, this year. This year is, we're moving it back, the staging. Last year was a huge event because it was the 150th birthday. But this year, we've gone back to kind of a smaller group running it. So we're going to stage at the corner of Jackson and Douglas, right in front of Dino's and that parking lot there, rather than try and cross the children over Douglas during the rush hour. I know in some areas it's not called a rush hour, but our rush hour, all the employees getting out at 5 o'clock. So that's where we'll stage.
So get yourself there with your kids, and then where do they go from there?
From there they go, it's real simple. What we try and do every year is start the parade, walk down Jackson Street to Lane, and then trick-or-treat back.
So basically, go down one way and come back the other.
Exactly. We keep it real simple here.
And during this, of course, that section of Jackson's closed, right?
Yes, correct. We shut it down so the kids are safe. And it's a thank you from the merchants for coming downtown all year long. And they'll be giving out candy. And I know there's a couple of businesses that already have plans. Jackson Street Provisions, you're going to be able to go in their store and they're going to have things set up. So should be a lot of fun.
And what time does this start?
Starts gather at 5. We hope to start by 5:15. Because they get restless.
Yeah, they do. You know, last year it was fascinating to watch, and I hadn't seen it, you know, in a number of years, given that my kids are older and were well past that. Last year, after a couple of years of not doing it, people were really excited to have that going again.
Oh, yeah. It's my favorite. I've been in town 30 years this year, and I haven't missed one. So.
And do people still give you candy?
Oh, yes.
Okay. I thought this was for kids, but okay.
No, adults can participate, and also, and animals are allowed as long as they're under the control of their owner and leashed.
There you go.
So
now it's pretty simple. You just go down one. And I presume that costumes are encouraged.
Yes, absolutely. I don't know that the merchants will give you candy unless you have a costume on.
All right, there's a little hint there.
Yes.
And maybe that would apply to the adults.
It does.
Okay. See, when I went through last year, I was basically reporting on it, you know, getting pictures and all of that just to watch. So I don't think I actually worried about candy. So it's very simple. And 90 years since it started. That is fascinating. We'll have to look at that again as we get closer to that day.
Well, oh, here's, can I, do I have time to read it real fast? Okay. Okay. Jackson Street, the parade will follow Main Street to Court to Jackson, Jackson to 2nd Avenue, around the triangle, and back on Jackson.
The triangle that doesn't exist anymore.
Exactly. To Oak Street, then to Pine, Pine to Cass, Cass to Jackson, south on Jackson to Lane, then doubling back on Jackson to Oak and disbanding at the Armory. I think they lost some kids on that one.
And the Armory would be where Flagel Center is
exactly.
Now, I believe. That was its original. I'll be darned.
Yeah, you can have these.
Oh, this
I'll
is
leave
great.
This with you.
I'm now excited. This is great Roseburg history. The triangle. I had totally forgot about the triangle.
You see, it wasn't here when I got here. I apparently there was a grocery store, a market or something up that way, too.
Okay. Well, actually, the triangle... let's see. When they were now, I'm fascinated. What was right before the triangle?
What was? Oh boy. Let me see here. The triangle extend tonight's parade to the triangle in North Roseburg. It says.
Hmm.
Yeah.
I wonder. This may be that there used to be a triangle here by the library.
Yes, that's. Yeah, Charles mentioned that.
And
yes.
Might maybe that's the one.
And so. And it was the request of businesses business. I can't read the way they write. Houses on Jackson Street, north of Douglas Street. It has been agreed to extend tonight's Neil Waller Parade to the triangle in North Roseburg, and off it goes, from what I read.
Well, and of course, back then, north was what we call like the edge of downtown now,
right.
Apparently. So, wow, this is great history. Well, Stacy Crowe, Neil Waller Parade, I guess the main thing is 5 o'clock on Halloween, right there across from Dino's. Just right across the street from City Hall.
And we buck up. It's rain or shine.
All right. Very good. Thanks for coming in.
Thank you.
8:39 at the Morning Report.